A courtroom could be operating inside the Suffolk County Jail starting next week. The so-called stabilization court session would be used to try to get people off the streets in the South End neighborhood near the jail, where there's a large tent encampment. But the key legal group that would defend those brought to the court is concerned. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Suffolk County Sheriff Steve Tompkins is renovating a room in his jail for the court session and turning some floors of a jail building into an addiction treatment center. A statement from the trial court says it could begin the court session as early as next week. Although the statement says logistics are still being worked out, judges and clerks would oversee the proceedings virtually. But the State Public Defender Agency, which would represent those brought to the new court, does not approve of the setting.
It's still a house of correction. We made our opposition to that very vocal, that the idea that they're being brought to a so-called courthouse where, you know, there is nobody, almost nobody there from the court. How is anyone going to look at it as a court?
Anthony Benedetti is chief counsel for the Committee for Public Counsel Services, the state public defender agency. He says the plan also raises questions because legally someone cannot be held unless their addiction is deemed dangerous.
Our role is to represent our client's interests. And if our client says, I don't want any treatment, I don't want a bed, I want to go home, and if home is the street, then that is what we will advocate for.
Benedetti's also concerned about pandemic-related court backlogs and whether there are enough resources for a new court session. Nevertheless, he says public defenders will be ready to begin working at the new court as early as Monday.
I don't view our role as partners. We are there to advocate on behalf of our clients. We have a duty to stand next to our clients wherever they are. And if that's in this courthouse that's being held in a jail, we will be there.
Several advocates and addiction medicine specialists say the sheriff's plan criminalizes addiction and mental health. But Suffolk County DA Rachel Rollins says right now it's the only viable option. Rollins says quick action is needed to deal with the growing tent encampment in the area known as Mass and Cass, near the intersection of Massachusetts Avenue and Melnia Cass Boulevard. Several providers there offer services to those who are homeless or with mental health or substance use disorders. Rollins says safeguards are being put in place to make sure that the proceedings are done properly.
This isn't a fake court that the sheriff is creating. There are real judges. There will be real criminal defense attorneys. There will be real prosecutors.
Acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey issued an executive order last week declaring the area a public health emergency and said she's working on a plan to start removing the encampment. Janey has said using a detention center raises some questions and concerns. Sheriff Tompkins' office says while it's waiting for state approval for his addiction treatment facility, they are prepared to take in those whom the courts determine need treatment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.